Unit 5. Lesson 17.
Rick. Holland. Language. Dictionary. Just. German. French. Own. Begun. English-Chinese dictionary. Foreigner. Seen. Understand. Understood. Written. Forgotten. Spoken.
Exercise 1. Listen and answer the questions.
Rick has just come to the international school in Guangzhou. He arrived here 4 days ago. He has not been in China before. He is going to stay for 3 months because his father is working here. Rick comes from Holland. Holland is a small country. The UK, Germany and France are all very near it. In Holland, it is important to know the languages of these countries. Nearly everyone learns two or more languages. Rick has studied English, German and French for years. He can now speak all three languages very well. He speaks his own language too, of course. Rick has just begun to learn Putonghua. He can already say things like Ni Hao and Ni Chi Fan Le Meo. He hopes to be able to learn a lot more Chinese soon. He has just bought himself an English-Chinese dictionary. But he can't read Chinese yet. It is difficult for foreigners to learn to read Chinese.
Exercise 3. Rick wanted to visit the Junhai building in Yueshu Park. He was looking for the park gates when a girl stopped to help him. Read the conversation.
Can I help you?
Oh, ni hao.
Pardon? Could you say that again, please?
Ni hao. Hello.
Oh, ni hao.
Oh, you can speak English. That's great. Can you tell me the way to Yueshu Park? I haven't been able to find the gate to the park yet, but I have seen the big building.
Pardon? Could you speak a little more slowly, please?
Sorry. Can you tell me the way to Yueshu Park?
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Look, the man in the hotel has written it on this piece of paper.
Oh, Yueshu. Are you looking for the Junhai building?
Yes, I am.
Look, over there. There are the gates of the park.
Oh, right. Xie xie.
Sorry?
I have forgotten how to say thank you.
Oh, I understand. Xie xie. Not at all.
Lesson 18. Grow. Grow up. Hundreds of. Eaten. Swum. Flown. India. Look up. Useful. Copy. Copy out. Umbrella. Part. Body. Move. Put your arm up. From side to side. Neither. Nor. Neither nor. Exercise 1. Professor Watts is talking to another reporter about his life. Listen to the conversation and answer the question.
Do you enjoy travelling?
Oh, yes. It is very interesting to live in a foreign country. I've done hundreds of interesting things. I've eaten many different kinds of food. I've swum in the highest lake in the world. I've flown over Mount Chimalongma in a small plane. But I haven't climbed it, not yet.
Did you grow up in England?
No, I was born in India. I lived there until I was 18. Then I went to study in England. When I finished university, I came to Sichuan to study pandas. I was there for 4 years.
How many different countries have you worked in?
I have studied animals in 8 different countries.
And can you speak 8 different languages?
Oh, no. But I always try to teach myself a few words or sentences of the language of the country. It is very useful to know some sentences when you arrive in a foreign country. Before I go somewhere, I look up some useful words in a dictionary. I copy them out on small cards. Then I put the cards on the kitchen wall. When I am in the kitchen, I read each card and say the words. It is easy to learn words of a new language like this. Exercise 3. Read about different ways of talking and answer the questions. How do you give messages to other people? You speak or you write, of course. But you give messages with your body too. People know when you are happy. Both your mouth and your eyes tell them that. They can see the smile on your face. What happens to your mouth when you are sad? Everybody uses their hands to say different things. When you say hello to somebody, you often put your hand in the air too. When you say goodbye, you put your arm up and move your hand a few times from side to side. You can say, come here, with your hands. Which part of your body do you use to say yes and no? How do you move it? Sometimes you can't hear what people are saying. Sometimes you want to talk to someone, but neither you nor they know the same language. What do you do then? If you are thirsty and want a drink, you can use your hands. You close your hand like a cup. Then you put it near your mouth. We don't only use words. We use our bodies to give messages too. Have you ever used your body and hands like this? I'm sure you have. Lesson 19.
Grow. Pick up. Taken.
Exercise 1. Practice these conversations in pairs.
Can you tell me the way to the train station? I need to buy a ticket.
Could you speak a little more slowly, please? I only know a little English.
Sorry. Where is the train station?
I'm afraid I don't understand.
The train station. Where is it?
Oh, I understand now. It's near the market. Exercise 4. Repeat these words and sentences after the tape. 1. Apple. Able. Bottle. Hospital. Middle. Special. 2.
We'll be able to have our special party in the middle of next week.
3. She has put a bottle of apple juice in the middle of the table. 4.
Have you ever been to hospital? I haven't.
5. They have eaten all the vegetables. Lesson 20. Million. Speaker. Either. Either or. Spelling. Send. Science. Opposite. Do with. Exercise 1. Listen to Professor Watts. He is talking about the languages of the world. Then answer the questions. As you know, not everybody in the world speaks the same language. There are many different languages. How many are there? Have you ever thought about that question? More than 100? More than 1,000? More than 1,000,000? Well, there are more than 6,000 different languages. which language has the most speakers? If you said Chinese, you are right. There are more than 1,300 million speakers of Chinese. English is second. There are about 350 million speakers of English in the world. Of course, many people speak neither Chinese nor English. Some languages have only a very few speakers, about 40 or 50. In some places, only the old people still speak their language. Neither the parents nor the children have learned the old language. When the grandparents die, the language will die too. Exercise 3. Read the passage.
When you have learned a language for a few years, it is very useful to buy yourself a dictionary. If you don't know the meaning of a word, you will be able to look it up in your dictionary. Dictionaries can tell you many things about a word. If you look a word up in a dictionary, it will tell you the meaning and the spelling of that word. It can also answer many other questions about the word. How do you say it? Is it a noun or a verb? What is the plural of the word? How do you make the past tense if it is a verb? In the beginning, it can be difficult to look things up quickly. But if you use it many times, it will become easier and easier. It is a good idea to make a dictionary for yourself. Use an exercise book and divide it into parts. One part for every letter of the alphabet from A to Z. When you learn a new word, copy it out into your book. Then copy out the sound of the word, its part of speech, and its meaning. Then learn it.